To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
If you want a vision of the future, Winston, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
Črn luknji nadaljujemo s ciklusom odaj za svobodno Palestino. Tokrat se bomo o položaju palestinskega visokega šolstva ter o razmerah, s katerimi se soočajo palestinski študentje, pogovarjali z Naimom Daurjem, predstavnikom Hebronske univerze, ki bo podrobne opisal tudi 8 mesecev dolgo obdobje, v katerem so bila vrata Hebronske univerze zapečatena z vojaškimi pečati. Izraelska vojska je namreč januarja 2003 vdrla na univerzo, jo zapečatila in za 8 mesecev se prepovedala vsa predavanja. Izraelski vojaki so konec novembra ponoči vdrli v naselje Bircajtske univerze na Zahodnem bregu in aretirali 4 študente iz Gaze. Študente so vklenili, jim prekrili oči in jih zaprli v vojaški pripor. Brez izdanih odvatb in odlokov o deportaciji so študente izgnali z Zahodnega brega. Zaradi omejitev gibanja za palestince namreč danes študenti, ki prihajajo iz Gaze, praktično ne morejo več podaljšati dovoljen za študij na Zahodnem bregu, kar pomeni, da študija ne morejo niti dokončati. Omejitve gibanja pa niso edine težave, s katerimi se pod izraelsko okupacijo soočajo palestinski študenti in palestinsko visoko šolstvo. O palestinskih univerzah in o tem, kakšne so razmere, v katerih se za izobrazbo borijo palestinci, smo se pogovarjali s predstavnikom Hebronske univerze Naimom Daurjem, ki je najprej pojasnil, kako velika je Hebronska univerza, koliko oddelkov ima in kdaj je bila ustanovljena.
Hebron University was established in 1971 as the first higher education institution in Palestine, in the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. It started in 1971 as an Islamic college with 43 students only, and now, in 2004, we have 5,000 students with 8 faculties. Faculty of Islamic Studies, the first faculty, We have Faculty of Education, Faculty of Arts, Faculty of Nursing, School of Finance and Management, Faculty of Agriculture, and Faculty of Education. We are in a campus about 28 acres, and we have other two campuses for our agricultural department for the animal plantation and protection and plant plantation.
Hebronska univerza je prva visokošolska institucija v Palestini in je bila ustanovljena leta 1971. Najprej je delovala kot islamski koledž, ki ga je obiskovalo le 43 študentov, danes pa več kot 5000 študentov na Hebronski univerzi obiskuje 8 fakultet. Izbirajo lahko med fakulteto za islamske študije, pedagoško, filozofsko, medicinsko, ekonomsko in agrotehnično fakulteto. Univerza v Hebronu je le ena izmed palestinskih univerz. Koliko je vseh univerz na palestinskih ozemljih, torej na zahodnem bregu, območju Gaze in vzhodnem Jeruzalemu, smo vprašali Naima Daurija.
There are 11 universities all in all in West Bank, Jerusalem and Gaza. In Gaza there are 3 universities, Al-Azhar University, the Islamic University and Al-Aqsa University. In Jerusalem, we have Jerusalem University, Al-Quds University, and the other 7 universities are in the West Bank. We have 3 kinds of universities in Palestine. We have the private universities. We have 1 private university. We have 2 government universities. And the other universities are called public universities, mm-hmm. or like NGOs.
And what are the conditions for entering the university? Is higher education for free in Palestine, or?
No, it's not for free. All the universities ask the students to pay tuition fees, but the tuition fees are really lower than the normal fees, like our partners and shares in, let's say, Jordan or Egypt. So the students pay less than the expected.
Vseh univerz na zasedenih palestinskih ozemljih je torej 11. Na območju Gaze so 3 univerze, v Jeruzalemu je znana univerza Al-Quds, največ 7 univerz pa je na zahodnem bregu. Med univerzami je ena zasebna, 200 državni, ostale pa so tako imenovane javne univerze. Kljub razdelitvi na zasebne državne in javne pa bi bilo napačno sklepati, da je visokošolsko izobraževanje v Palestini ponekod brezplačno. Študenti morajo namreč šolnino plačati prav na vsaki. Kateri pa so fakultetni oddelki in predmeti, za katere se danes najbolj zanimajo palestinski študentje, odgovarja Naim Daur.
In Hebron really the most active thing is finance and management. Really our School of Finance and Management has very good cooperation between other universities in the States and the United Kingdom. The other faculty which has good cooperation abroad is our nursing college also. So because there are a need for nursing qualifications and qualified people in nursing, so we focus on our nursing faculty to have international cooperation, and we also focus on our Faculty of Finance and Management.
Palestinska ozemlja v Hebronu je trenutno najbolj priljubljen študij financ in menedžmenta, precej zanimanja pa je tudi za študij medicine, predvsem zato, ker obstaja velika potreba po takšni izobrazbi, pojasnjuje Naim Daur, predstavnik Hebronske univerze, ki bo v nadaljevanju oddaje povedal tudi nekaj več o tem, kako nepredvidljivo in težavno je študentsko življenje pod okupacijo. Palestinska ozemlja so pod izraelsko okupacijo, pravi predstavnik Hebronske univerze Naim Daur, s katerim se pogovarjamo o nocojšnji črni luknji. To pomeni, da izraelska vojska lahko vdre na katerokoli palestinsko fakulteto, kadarkoli želi in jo zapre za kolikor časa hoče. Hebronsko univerzo je izraelska vojska za dalj časa zadnjič zasedla pred 2 leti, torej januarja 2003. Naim Daur nam je pojasnil, kaj se je takrat zgodilo.
Really, to start with, really, from 1971 till today, Hebron University was closed for more than 5 years, all in all, from the day of foundation till today. And the reason for the closure is normally for security reasons and military reasons. The last closure was really from January 2003 till August 2003. And the reason for closure was only for security reasons. The military occupation, the Israeli occupation, they raided the university before January 2003 for many, many times. And then in January, they came during nighttime and they welded all the gates of the university. And they called the president of the university and they gave him a paper telling him that Hebron University is closed for military reasons. They closed the university at the first for 14 days, then they expanded it till 1 month, then they expanded the first month till 8 months. And then when we ask about the the genuine reason for closing Hebron University. They told us that when they raided the university, they found some incitement materials. And when they asked them what incitement materials did you find inside Hebron University, they told us that they found some verses from the Quran and some photos of Palestinian martyrs. So we told them, okay, we can find verses of the Quran all over the world. It's at Hebron University. We have an Islamic studies department at Hebron University, and it's normal to have verses from the Quran. And we are proud in our, you know, holy book. Then they told us that they found some photos of martyrs, and they considered this as encouragement of the families of these martyrs for their doing. So we told them that you can find photos of martyrs in all cities, in all the houses in Palestine. And of course, we think that when there is an occupation, there must be a resistance for the occupation. This is the nature of history. And, you know, the international security and the United Nations also, they give the people who are under occupation to fight. But as an educational institution, we focus on academic issues. We can discuss the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians in terms of academic environment, but we don't interfere, you know, in any other things rather than education and academic issues. But we cannot ask our students to shut up their mouths and not to express their feelings and attitudes toward anything, toward the occupation, toward the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And we think that if we want to be, you know, a democratic institution, we should enhance and back the freedom of speech and the freedom of expressing students themselves.
Hebronska univerza je bila, kot pravi Naim Daur, od ustanovitve leta 71 do danes skupaj zaprta več kot 5 let. Vzrok za to, da izraelska vojska zapre univerzo, so običajno tako imenovani varnostni in vojaški razlogi. Zadnje daljše zaprtje Hebronske univerze je trajalo 8 mesecev, od januarja do avgusta leta 2003. Izraelska vojska je ponoči vdrla univerzo in zapečatila vrata, dekanu pa so izročili dokumente, v katerih je bilo zapisano, le, da univerzo zapirajo zaradi vojaških razlogov. Kakšne so bile posledice, ki jih je zaprtje Hebronske univerze imelo za študente, profesorje in za celotno skupnost, ponovno odgovarja Naim Daur.
To be frank with you, the impact was great and appalling. You know, closing higher education institutions means killing the university, killing the higher education institution, because, you know, in the higher education institution we depend a lot on research, and we depend a lot on our laboratories. We have laboratories for our computer science department, for our agriculture department, for our nursing institute. So when they closed the university, we were banned and deprived from using all these facilities. So we were not allowed to use our library. So you can imagine, you know, a university without a library. We were not allowed to use our laboratories. We were not allowed to use any of our campus facilities. So this means that we will focus only on the theoretical issue and abandon the practical dimension of the educational process. So on the day of closure, I will speak about the last closure. We hire some buildings outside the campus, and we use the Ministry of Education's schools for our students. So we use 5 schools. So the elementary students, they use their schools during morning time, and our students use it in the afternoon and evening time. That was very difficult, you know, because we asked the students to move in five premises, which means that they will lose time and they will lose money. And we ask also our faculty members to have another program, emergency program, and to change his way of teaching, because he has no laboratories, he has no books, he has no research, he has no information center, he has no computers, because everything is stuck there inside the campus. We were not allowed even to take our personal belongings from inside the campus.
And so, yes.
So the impact really was appalling, and we found that lots of students have withdrawn from the course because they can't afford paying for the transportation fees, and they can't, you know, deal with the daily suffering from the tens of the checkpoints, you know, going and coming from their villages, and from the daily humiliation that they faced by the Israeli military soldiers.
Zaradi izraelske okupacije kampusa je Hebronska univerza ostala brez prostorov, v katerih bi lahko izvajala predavanja in vaje. Profesori, ki več niso imeli na voljo laboratorijev, računalnikov in ostale opreme ter gradiva za izvajanje praktičnega dela študija, so bili prisiljeni preoblikovati študijski načrt, univerza pa je za predavanja morala poiskati nadomestne prostore. Predavanje so lahko izvajali le v prostorih osnovnih šol, ki pa so bile prazne le popoldan in zvečer, kar pomeni dodatno težavo na zasedenih ozemljih, kjer gibanje po noči zaradi izraelskih nadzornih točk, kontrol in policijske ure seveda ni priporočljivo. Veliko študentov Hebronske univerze ne živi v Hebronu, temveč na predavanja vsak dan prihajajo iz okoliških vasi. Se ti študentje lahko svobodno gibajo in ali jim je omogočen lažji prehod izraelskih nadzornih točk, smo vprašali Naima.
This is really one of the biggest problems that we face. You know, most of our students are from the surrounded villages, because after 2000 really there were problems in transportation and lots of checkpoints, and the Israelis, they divide Hebron into divide the West Bank from Gaza completely, and they divide the north of the West Bank from the center, and the center from the south of the West Bank. So students find it very, very difficult to transport. So I remember in the 70s, most of our students in Hebron University was from Gaza Strip and from Nablus, from the north of the West Bank. Now we have only less than 100 students from the north and zero students from Gaza. Gazans are not allowed to even to visit the West Bank, so they can't enroll in West Bank universities. Now, so most of our universities now in Palestine are semi-local. I call them semi-local universities. And this is really a killing of the educational process, because we feel that if you want a good university, it must be not only national, but it must be international for cross-international civilization, and to be, you know, to have a multicultural institution. Not only students from your surrounded governments or villages, but even, you know, the students who come from the surrounded villages, they face a daily harassment and obstacles to come to the campus. Every day there are, you know, some, you know, static checkpoints, and there are some dynamic checkpoints that they call them. You know, you don't know that there is a checkpoint, then you will be surprised that there is a checkpoint in any place between your home and the campus of the university. But, you know, we have to face the reality. This is our reality. Occupation is occupation. And I believe if you want to kill a nation, just, you know, impose occupation on it. But fortunately, you know, the Palestinian people are strong enough and stubborn enough to face this humiliation and unfairness. And we sometimes, you know, we come to the university, the students come to the university, they put off the jacket of humiliation and they put on the jacket of education and life. So because, you know, we believe that the sun rises every day. So we have something, you know, to live for and to smile for.
Po letu 2000 so Izraelci območje Gaze popolnoma ločili od Zahodnega brega ter sever Zahodnega brega ločili od njenega osrednjega in južnega dela. Zato je potovanje študentov postalo izjemno težavno. V 70-ih letih je večina študentov Hebronske univerze prihajala prav iz Gaze ali severa Zahodnega brega. Danes je med 5000 študenti v Hebronu le 100 študentov severa Zahodnega brega in nobenega iz Gaze. Prebivalci Gaze namreč danes Zahodnega brega ne smejo niti obiskati, kaj šele, da bi se tam upisali na univerzo. Večina palestinskih univerz je zato, kot pravi Naim, semi lokalnih in to po njegovem ubija izobraževalni proces. Dobra univerza mora namreč biti, pravi Naim, ne le nacionalna, temveč mednarodna in multikulturalna. Ob tem, da prebivalci Gaze ne morejo obiskovati univerz na Zahodnem bregu, pa se do fakultete v Hebronu težko prebijajo tudi tisti, ki so iz mesta oddaljeni le nekaj kilometrov. Vsak dan znova jih namreč presenečajo izraelske nadzorne točke, tako režim na statičnih kot nepričakovane lokacije dinamičnih nadzornih točk. Ali je ob vsem tem težko zagotoviti tudi potrebno študijsko gradivo in ostali material, ki ga študenti potrebujejo, smo vprašali Naima.
I will give you just an example about that. A British institution gave us a book donation, you know, for our School of Finance and Management, and they emailed me and I gave them the address of the Hebron University. After 2 or 3 months, they phoned me. Have you received how? They would like to ask how are the books. So I told them we didn't receive the books till now. They were, you know, stunned and surprised. Now the problem of posting things to the Palestinian territories is very difficult. You know, the post must come first to Tel Aviv, and then when they see that this post is for the Palestinian territories, they will leave it for 2 or 3 months. So normally when we receive, you know, journals, we receive them, after 1 or 2 months from the deadline. So we don't get the use of their freshness or in newness. So then I called, you know, the Israeli postal office, and they told me that we don't know about the books, and that. Then really I interfered the British Council in East Jerusalem. I told them to interfere, and then we changed the label, and we told that the books are coming to the British Council, so they will then they release the books, and then we received them in after 5 months. This is only one example, just to tell you about the suffering of getting any materials, educational materials, from outside. Another example is the materials for our laboratories, for our chemistry or biology or physics laboratories. We faced, you know, very, very difficult situation, and sometimes we prefer not to ask for these materials for our experiments in our laboratories, because, you know, getting them is like hell.
In če palestinskim študentom v teh težkih razmerah le uspe dokončati študij, ki so si ga izbrali, kakšne so njihove možnosti, da se zaposlijo? Odgovarja predstavnik Hebronske univerze.
Really, the percentage of unemployment is high among the Palestinian people, because we are not allowed to have good relations internationally, and even with Israel, we are not allowed to have a labor inside Israel. But you know, as a live, vivid people, you know, we try to find, you know, some jobs for our students when they graduate. We try to focus really before opening a new specialization or field. We try to survey the market and see if this is wanted inside the market, inside the Palestinian people. We open, you know, a field for that. If not, we will not. So, for example, we have a nursing college, and you know, most of our students, when they graduate, they find jobs in Palestinian hospitals and clinics and health centers. We have in our education faculty, you know, most of our students are really wanted for the Directorate of Education and to be teachers in our schools. You know, in Hebron alone, we are in need of new schools, 20 new schools each year. So we are in need of, you know, huge number of new teachers every year. But we face some problems with other specializations because, you know, we are not still open society. But this is life.
If you want a vision of the future, Winston, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
Takšno je torej življenje, pravi Naim Daur, predstavnik Hebronske univerze, s katerim smo se pogovarjali v nocojšnji črni luknji. Za vse, ki vas zanimajo korektne informacije in analize iz in o Palestini, bo zelo zanimiva spletna stran electronicintifada.net. Še vedno pa sta aktivni in zanimivi tudi alternativenews.org ter jerusalem.indimedia.org. To je tudi vse v nocojšnji črni luknji, ki sva jo pripravila Naim in Gita. David še naprej ostaja z vami, mi pa se spet slišmo naslednji teden.
What's a revolution to you?
To kill the bosses and take their money.
Dobro, jebate, kako ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narodne ustanake?
Fuck, I said that.